All right, Thomas. It's Tuesday, October 1st. We made it to October,
Spooky
end of
season.
week four. And all I gotta say is, hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait for it. You know what I'm lying? One again. We'll stop because of copyright. G-Mac Cash is the GOAT. You know, the Lions won again. Big dub off of Monday Night Football at home, playing Seattle 3-0. Is Seattle serious? Are the Lions back? I'd say the Lions are fully back, man. Their offense was cooking tonight. Jared Goff, wide receiver one. I honestly could say a million things, so I'll let you say what your thoughts are coming off the game, but yeah.
I'll let you take over the most of it, because I know you got a lot on your chest you want to get off, but I think that this was just the Lions putting together a complete game for potentially the first time this season. Jared Goff, I think is the first quarterback with a certain minimum number of passes to pass for 100% completion percentage, which is insane that that hasn't happened before, to be honest, just with how many football games have existed, but also at the same time is insane that it is possible to
Right.
happen.
Yeah, no, definitely.
One of
Definitely.
those, like, holding the exact same, like, I'm simultaneously holding, like, how has that not happened before, and also how is that possible in my head at
Definitely.
the same
Definitely.
time. So that was insane. Gibbs and Montgomery continue to just be the best running back tandem in the NFL. I don't think it's even close at this point.
No, I
And
really don't think there's a competitor in that.
I think that Jamo is really just flourished and shown that, yeah, like, I was worth a first round draft pick. I can be your number two, your outside receiver, your deep threat.
Yep.
And, as much as the defense, giving up 29 points, not great, but they did what they needed to do. Especially the first half. I felt like the defense played well in that first half, holding Seattle down a little bit. And then, obviously things got a little carried away in the second half, but it's just a full, complete game of football. And right now the Lions look to be, amongst the best teams in the league. Don't want to dive too deep into it, but when it's you look at the two undefeated teams, the Chiefs and the Vikings, you have to kind of talk about the Lions just as much as you would talk about them, because they have looked very good. So, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, no, it's a good day to be a Detroit fan. I know we're a football podcast, but had to support the Tigers. They picked up a dub today in the playoff game in Houston, so that was sick. And then obviously huge game. You talked about the defense giving up 29 points. I mean, I don't know. I think that it was really the offense outshined everything. It doesn't, I feel like it doesn't really matter that the defense played a bad game. If they lost this game and their offense looked that well, then yes, that is a discussion that has to be had, because that can't happen. But I don't think it's necessarily, you have to be so super, strict about that performance from the defense. I mean, Kirby Joseph, game-winning interception to end the game, when it mattered the most, didn't even give Seattle the opportunity to try and make a comeback, or try and have some late game heroics. And I know Hutch, maybe on the stat sheet didn't show up, but if you watch that game, you definitely, he made his presence known. I mean, he was bodying, the offensive lineman for Seattle all around, getting pressures. I think he created 15 pressures, which is the most by a mile. And the person that's second is Hutch again with 11 pressures. So I mean, he's constantly felt, he's not, he sometimes he's not a stat sheet stuffer, excuse me. But I mean,
No.
sometimes he doesn't have to be. Tongue twister over here. But yeah, I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah.
I don't know how you
I will
can't be
just say,
happy with that performance.
I say, the defense gave up 29 points. Well, in the modern NFL, the defense's job is no longer to hold teams to 0 points. It's just to hold the teams to less points than the opponent.
Right.
And they did that. Obviously, like I said, like, giving up 29 points, obviously you don't want that, right? But at the same time, when your offense is scoring 42, you kind of expect the other team to also be doing something unless you're shutting them out. So
Right. And it's like there was a ton of big plays and a ton of quick drives for the Lions too. So the defense is getting on the field, quicker than they're used to. Especially like think about the Arizona game. The Lions' main offensive scheme was run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, leading to long drives, that always didn't end in points, but they're letting the defense catch a breath, take a breather. And then obviously the defense did their part. I mean, we know what happened with that game. So it's nice because we've, as a Lions fan at least, and I'm sure just from an outsider looking in, you can see, okay, they've shown that their defense can get stops when they need to get stops in a low scoring affair. And they've shown finally, Ben Johnson has finally fully went into his bag and showed us, hey, like I wasn't a 1 year fluke. Like I'm back, and this is what we're gonna do to defenses all year long. And yeah, so I don't know. It's the upside is very high. I'm very happy. And I'm sure most NFL fans are very happy that that was a high scoring affair compared to what preceded or not preceded. Yeah, no, I don't know.
coincided with.
Coincided with, yes, with the Dolphins Titans game, which had me actually not me at starting or a backup quarterback. I did get asked, was I playing quarterback for the Titans last night? No, I was actually on the couch with my girlfriend watching the Lions play. But yeah, so.
We can dive into the Titans Dolphins game in a second, but I just wanted to add, on top of all of that, the Seahawks are a good team, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
There's
Definitely.
no, they're still just, I think there's a perception, I think, just lingering from Geno's past where you just kind of don't really trust them as a team. But at the same time, they have been putting together a very good season so far.
And their offense looked great.
Kenneth
Their offense
Walker
did look great.
continues to just show that he is should have been a Heisman winner.
Yeah. That's a completely different discussion. I could talk about that one for quite some time.
Yeah, I just seeing the Lions be able to put together a win against a team like Seattle, who has been playing very well this season, is also very encouraging if you're a Lions fan, because
No,
you're not
100%.
just beating the teams like the Rams, who are very beat up, or the Cardinals, who have played well but have been falling short in a lot of their games. You're actually beating a team that has been pulling out big wins and also pulling out tight wins so far this season. So that's an encouraging sight for Lions fans. Titans fans, oh boy, your Will Levis is worse than Mason Rudolph. That is
Oh man.
look. And I will say, if I were a Titans fan, I would still rather go 1-16 with Will Levis starting the whole year than 6-11 with Mason Rudolph starting the rest of the way, just because at the very least, one, obviously you get a higher draft pick for not making the playoffs, but also you really get to figure out, like, is Will Levis actually just ass, or
Yeah.
can he put together some games that give show you, yeah, this is why you drafted him in the second round?
Right.
So I don't think the Titans are going to make a QB switch. I think their coach, Bill Callahan, has already said that as long as Levis is healthy after they get out of the bye week, he will be starting, which to me is just the right move.
That's definitely the right move. That is 100% the way that they should go about things.
Especially in that division where the Texans are obviously the favorite to win the division. Jaguars are the Jaguars, so
Yeah.
honestly you might be able to finish above them, but
Yeah.
then the Colts are a competitive team. We'll talk about that in a second.
I know you want to talk about that, Thomas. I know you
But
want to talk. I know you want to talk about that.
for the Titans in particular right now, it just seems to make the most sense that you ride with Levis, because this was always going to be like a retooling season, a rebuild, the start of a rebuild kind of phase for you. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's too much to say. It was a really boring game.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Dolphins just have refused to have a quarterback who can throw the ball on their as their backup when the one thing Mike McDaniel wants to do is throw the ball, and they
Yeah.
pull out Skylar Thompson. Newsflash, he can't really throw that well. And then Tyler Huntley, newsflash, he doesn't throw that well. They're both more running-oriented quarterbacks when you have a heavy passing attack offense.
Yeah.
And
And you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
you saw what it led to. They were handing the ball off to Tyreek Hill every time because they didn't trust Huntley to be able to throw it to him.
Which
So
really fast. What the hell was that effort from Tyreek there on the fumble? Why do you not like you gotta at least give an effort on that kind of play? Because you never know.
business decision.
That's just that's football like 101, is it not?
Yes, it is. And, we've seen football players just make mind-numbing moves all the time. It was. I think that for someone on the field, it would be easy to think, oh, that was a forward pass. But at the same time, like, you might as well just jump on it in
Yeah,
case.
exactly.
But
I don't know. That yeah, I don't that
I don't
game
want to talk too
was
much about that game. It was kind of depressing.
no, it was trash. I was very happy that there was a doubleheader because
Very, very happy that there was the doubleheader.
that was not prime time television worthy, and honestly, it probably isn't even like 1 p.m. worthy. That's like a 9:30 London game that you
The
throw
9:30
on
London game
there.
that you throw on before you're even
Yeah.
watch football.
It, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's all I got for Monday night. Yeah, promising.
Yeah. I
Promising.
guess we can I guess we
Thomas,
can I guess we can get into it.
want to talk about it?
I guess.
Steelers are no longer undefeated, 3-1,
All
and
right,
they
so
lose to, I'll let you take it away, Thomas.
Joe Flacco. Okay, I want to get something out of the way, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Justin Fields is an elite quarterback or guaranteed the starting quarterback next year. But the people who blame him for the Steelers losing this game need to watch a game of football. Justin Fields did not let Joe Flacco torch a defense for two passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Justin Fields did not let Jonathan Taylor run in a rushing touchdown. Justin Fields did not call a fourth and one play in their own half of the field. Justin Fields threw a touchdown and ran in two touchdowns. Justin Fields did not turn the ball over. Ooh, man, Justin Fields had a good game. That's what I'm taking.
Justin Fields was low key balling,
That's
man.
what I'm taking away from this. Honestly,
Oh
Justin
my God,
Fields
my
did.
cat almost just attacked me. I'm sorry. I'm
That's
petting
why
him and then he attacks me, man.
I have mine in vision at all times for very good reasons.
I'm done petting him now.
No, but Justin Fields had a good game. He continues to just build off of each previous game, putting up three touchdowns in one game from the quarterback, even though two of them were on the ground, unheard of for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 2020s, has not happened. I'm sure it has, but in my mind, has not happened.
Right.
Yeah, and the Colts are a competitive football team, right? They're not bad.
Well, I mean,
So losing to Joe
especially with
Flacco hurts,
you're a
but at
big Joe
the same
Flacco
time,
guy, though.
Joe Flacco is elite. But when you do actually think about it, he is probably one of the best backups in the NFL right now, just
No,
by how he's
definitely.
played last year. Losing to him still hurts. Like, you don't want to lose to the team's backup quarterback when he gets thrusted into the game. But you still see a lot of promise from Justin Fields in particular when you're really trying to figure out what your quarterback situation is, not just this year, but next year as well. And so having
Yeah.
that's
22 of
my
34 for 312 is not bad.
thing.
That's fine.
Yeah. And, still, like, obviously a loss is a loss. Not good, Pittsburgh, even though I said the Colts are a competitive team. Oh boy, you're still supposed to beat them because you're supposed to be the better team on the field.
Yeah. Definitely,
But when you lose, you got to take away what can I take away from this game that isn't negative? Because there were a lot of negatives. The defense giving up 27 points, Tomlin doing some, oh yeah, you made a Mike Tomlin decision. So yeah, I will just be happy that Justin Fields played well. That is my takeaway.
Yeah, no, I and to be up front, I didn't catch a ton of the 1 p.m. games. Lions played Monday night, so I was out spending time with my girlfriend because most Sundays I just sit on the couch and watch football all day. So I was like, oh, Lions don't play. We can go to the Apple Orchard or whatever. It's
That's fair.
getting close to fall, so didn't
Amen.
catch a ton of the game. But from what I heard, it's the center's fault actually.
Twice, bad snap, and he stepped on Justin Fields' foot on another play. So,
Because first thing my roommate said to me when I walked in the door was, yeah, man, the center basically ruined the game for me. Because he put a $20 bet on the Steelers
oh,
with
really?
he had a boost on it. So he was like, I might as well at halftime. And they actually almost came back. And then he said that the center snapped it into Justin Fields' face mask while he was trying to audible. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You can't win every single game, with
No,
Brett.
that right, exactly. That's
So,
just how it goes.
fact that they lost while still being able to show something promising is encouraging. But yeah, I think the one game we were really excited for in our last pod was Bills Ravens, and that ended up being not a good game.
No. Nope. And I don't want to say I called it, but I had a feeling that the Ravens were going to come out and not beat the Bills to the extent that they did, but come out and win. I did see a stat. Lamar was 8-1 going into primetime home games, now 9-1 after that. I would say beat down, honestly, because they killed the Bills.
I mean, there was maybe one point in the second when at this very start of the second half where you're thinking, oh, maybe the Bills can make this a game. And then Derrick Henry said, hold my beer and put off that
And
big.
did what he was doing all game. And Derrick Henry had a Derrick Henry, an old Derrick Henry-esque performance right there. And it's nice to see. It's honestly mind-boggling that he can still break out 87-yard touchdown runs. Because it feels like he's 100 years old and he's an absolute bowling ball, but he still can get some top speed going, man. I don't know. He can still rumble and bumble to the end zone, man. So
Yeah, and with the Ravens having started 1-2, being able to decisively beat the Bills like this just reminds people the teams that we lost to were the Chiefs, very difficult team to play. They are still undefeated, and the Raiders, maybe not the most difficult team to play, but.
No, but early season, just yeah, that I don't know, that game was tough, but the Ravens are just back to saying, hey, we're for real, like don't forget about us, and their record might not show it, but if the Ravens get hot and they Derrick Henry continues to play like that. I mean, not every game, but if he does it every once in a while, Lamar looked really good too. So passing the ball, not running the ball, and probably a little bit of both actually, but like if they can 1-2 punch that, then there's gonna be a lot of teams that struggle to beat them.
Yeah, and man, it's really interesting to see the weapons that Baltimore is using in the passing game.
I
I don't
know.
say that because I have Mark Andrews on my fantasy team. I promise. I promise I don't say that.
No, that's not even why I'm laughing. I just know who you're talking about.
I was talking about Mark Andrews.
No, I just know that you're like the names that are, like the Baltimore wide receiving core is just like the
Well, it's
names on it
insane. Like
are
Rashad
weird.
Bateman, Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar,
Now, right? And
Justice Hill, like.
Justice Hill is just, it's very interesting to see them have a good passing attack. Obviously, like it wasn't some magnificent passing attack. Justin or Lamar Jackson only threw for 150 yards, which this season is pretty average for a quarterback right now. But still having two touchdowns. when you have a running game that's getting 200 plus yards, that's
Yeah.
perfectly fine. But yeah, I think that the Ravens, especially after playing so well against the Chiefs just to fall short, having this game against the Bills is an important bounce back after that Raiders game. And so, yeah, they kind of reestablish themselves as one of those don't play, you don't want to see us in the playoffs kind of teams.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, other than that, like the Chiefs Chargers game was surprisingly good, even though it was only 17-10. I enjoyed that game.
Mahomes, man. That was, yeah. I saw a hilarious tweet. It was like if Daniel Jones did that to Malik Nabers, he would have to be held in protective custody.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback that can get away with destroying his wide receiver one's knee, and like no one cares. Everyone's like, well, on to the next one.
Yeah, it's an interesting game. Very, that was a very rough situation for Rashee Rice to be caught in. Obviously, hope
Yeah.
that he can recover. But yeah, beyond the injuries, just seeing the Chargers jump out to a 10-0 lead and then just completely not be able to score the rest of the game is somehow the most Chargers thing ever. I mean, there's not a whole lot to talk about with the game, in my
No,
opinion.
honestly, no, there's
Not
not.
a lot happened, but it was also entertaining just in the sense of that old style, like low scoring,
Yeah.
rough and tumble kind of football game.
Definitely, yeah. Getting
And
sick of the Chiefs, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm
although,
so sick of these MFers, man.
the only reason I even remotely root for them is because I have Patrick Mahomes as my fantasy football quarterback. If it was not for that, I would be very anti-Chiefs, but I have to at least have like a sliver of I hope the Chiefs do well,
Oh
at least for
man.
this season.
I cannot stand them. I do not understand how they continue to win these games with depleted, non-existent talent around Patrick Mahomes. And it's not like Kelce's having a good year. Rice was having a good year until he got hurt, obviously. But like other than those two guys, like it gets really hard to start naming like Noah Gray, right? Like Xavier Worthy's a rookie. He's an athlete and he could be, a star. But like, dude, there's not a ton of guys around them, and it doesn't matter. They continue to find ways. Chris Jones continues to be the second best, if not putting up a conversation for the first best defensive tackle in his whole time he's been in the league. Like it's him and Aaron Donald, in my eyes. Like it boggles my mind the amount of success he continues to have, and no one can stop him. It's insane. And he is the sole reason, I think, in my eyes, that the Chiefs defense is consistently good every single year.
Yeah, he consistently got into that backfield in key plays against the Chargers. He has done that his whole career. The fact that they can line him up pretty much anywhere on that defensive line as well, and he can make an impact, is pretty astounding. And yeah, for him being as old as he is to still be performing at such a high level, it's first remarkable that the Chiefs are able to keep all the players around that they have.
Yeah.
And it's also just a testament to Andy Reid for the fact that he's making these receivers work when, obviously, Rashee Rice showed that he was a good wide receiver last year. Xavier Worthy is a top end prospect as a wide receiver, but the names outside of them and Kelce is just not an inspiring list. And the fact that with those injuries, they're still performing well is.
I Pacheco is on IR. They're running Kareem Hunt, who they just signed, and an undrafted free agent rookie, Carson Steele. Like, that's insane. And they continue to win these games.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they were playing the Chargers this week. who have been very up and down, a very iffy team. And the Chiefs have their number, but still, like, it doesn't, like, I don't know. It's frustrating,
They're an undefeated team with
honestly.
the injuries that they've
Yeah, exactly. And it's frustrating to see because I'm a Chiefs hater. And I'm sick of Mahomes. I don't know what they're feeding him, man. Mahomes is a robot. I'm convinced he's a robot. I don't think he's real. Chris Jones is a freak, and he's like 100 years old. It makes no sense. I mean, Kelce has actually been pretty trash this year, but I wouldn't even be surprised if, like, halfway through the year, he just turns into the best tight end in the league again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. There are watching people break down the tape of Kelce. It's not like he's not able to get open. It's just he's not getting the ball thrown to him.
Right.
And, obviously he's lost a step. He is getting old. But at the same time, yeah, when you watch some of the breakdowns that people do of his film from this year and still see, oh, he's still getting open. He doesn't have as much separation as he was able to at one point, but he's still getting enough separation to be considered NFL open.
Right.
Yeah, at some point you have to think Mahomes is going to start hitting him again, especially as the season extends on. And the Chiefs aren't going to finish the season undefeated. They might not even finish the season with only two losses or one loss. So you have to imagine that they will have to start really getting in some. Their playmakers are going to have to step up in some of these games when you get later into the season. So, yeah. The only other game I really wanted to talk about, and I don't know if you have any other games you want to talk about from this week, but are the Eagles cooked?
I don't think the Eagles are cooked. They're missing their two, aside from Saquon, their two best receivers are out, right?
Yes.
And their receiving room, aside from those receivers, is hot garbage. But their defense might be cooked because Baker had his way with them. Which is not surprising. Obviously, the Bucs had a pretty big letdown game last week, but they came back and played like the Bucs that had been playing the first 2 weeks of the year and balled out and were offensively looked great. And then obviously defensively did a good job against the Eagles as well. But I mean, I don't know. It's tough to say on the Eagles. They're a very weird team. I think they're more middle of the pack, which sucks for Eagles fans because I think Eagles fans are thinking like, okay, we're top five, top. I mean, Philly fans are delusional, so they're probably thinking top one team, but top five, top eight team. Like going into the season, you're like, all right, the Eagles can do some damage. And now it's like, I don't know. The NFC East is just weird in general. Commanders look really good. Jaden Daniels is insane. Cowboys are weird. Eagles are weird. Giants are the Giants. Like, I don't know. I don't know if the Eagles are cooked. I think Tampa Bay is a very good team. But I don't know. I think that game should have maybe been a little bit more competitive too from Philadelphia.
And for me, I get that AJ Brown and DeVonta Smith were both injured, but you're supposed to have one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. You have an offensive-minded head coach, which I know Nick Sirianni is a completely different conversation because, oh boy.
Yeah.
But you would kind of just hope that even though their two top receivers are out, you still have Dallas Goedert at tight end,
Yeah.
who, is still a very talented tight end. You have Saquon Barkley, who is one of the top running backs in the NFL. That's two weapons that might be better than all of the weapons put together that some other teams are putting out.
It's fair.
I don't know. It's just intriguing to see a team that is supposed to have an offensive mind, head coach, put together some bad blunders on
I
offense.
mean, like you said, though,
I get the
Sirianni.
injuries, but when you have an offensive-minded head coach, you expect the offense to perform well even through injuries.
Honestly don't know why they didn't fire Sirianni last year. They keep giving
Get
him
them
too
to the
many
Super Bowl.
chances.
That's the only way. It's the
They
only reason.
said, They said, bring in new coordinators, and we'll see how it goes. And so far, it continues to not be good in Philadelphia. And I don't know. I don't think there's any possible way they can get back to the Super Bowl. They continue to play the way they do. So,
I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs if they play it the way that they've been playing.
especially with like CJ Gardner-Johnson getting absolutely torched consistently week to week, and
That's got to
Darius,
be easy for you.
and yeah, no, it's very nice. It's very nice to see. Because I don't know, last year I was re really high on him, and then I started like as the season progressed, and I kept scrolling through Twitter and I kept seeing these stats and PFF grades and things. I'm like, maybe it's a good thing that this guy's hurt. Maybe it's a bad thing that this guy's on the
It's
field.
not just all of that, which like on its own is bad, but then it's the attitude that he has when he
Yeah,
leaves,
no.
where all of a sudden Detroit is
Yeah.
to him as a city,
I know.
and not just like obviously like okay, I get players that are like upset with the coaching staff or whatever, but he was
Yeah.
like done with the entire city as a whole,
Yeah,
which is
no.
wild to me.
I don't care. I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he is. I'm not a fan of the Eagles, honestly. So I'm glad that he's over there doing his thing. And it also doesn't help when you have like, Darius Slay going on Twitter mentioning how he has all these achievements, even though he played like dog shit and got exposed. It's just not a good attitude to have. I don't know why they have to be like that. It's okay to say, hand up, my bad. Like, I'll try and do better. I don't know. Maybe it's because that Philadelphia is very hostile as a fan base. So maybe they feel that they need to be over aggressive and be over the top about things. But I don't know, man. That's yeah. Eagles might be cooked. Yeah, I don't know. There is one game that I wanted to talk about. If you
I've
said
said my
your
piece. I've said my piece.
okay. I didn't want to touch on Vikings Packers because that was an interesting game. Darnold was balling again, which at this point shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. Vikings remain undefeated, hold off the Packers. Why the hell was Jordan Love playing that game? Please explain to me why they thought they had to rush him back and put him in the game.
I think it's one of those, he's technically medically cleared to play, so, and he wants to play, obviously, like every player wants to play.
Right.
So we don't want to upset him, and he's kind of calling the shot there. And I don't think Malik Willis wins that game for them, but at the same time, when he was playing well, if Jordan Love isn't at 100% and your backup quarterback is playing well and winning you games,
Yeah.
you kind of just roll with him until your quarterback's at 100%, or at least 90%, at least not looking like he's playing injured, I guess.
Right. And this he couldn't throw off. I can't remember if it was it his front foot or his back foot.
I don't remember, but I know
Whatever it
what you mean.
was. Anyways, it doesn't matter. He's dealing with a knee injury, something that if it becomes worse, he's out for the year. And then you are actually fucked. So like why I don't like I get like keeping him happy. He wants to play. I'm sure he wants to play. It's it's an NFC North game. It's interdivision. I get it. But it's also week four, dude. And it's a long ass season, especially for the Packers, who I'm sure have playoff aspirations too. Especially with Jordan Love at quarterback. So like give him another week or two, man. Like Malik Willis was kind of balling. So like and it's not like the Vikings are a bad team either. They've looked great. So, if you lose that game, take it on the chin. You play them twice for a reason, Like it's not the end of the season. I don't know. I was really just I was so boggled that they would even take the chance at starting him. But I don't know. That I mean it was an interesting game. The Vikings put it on him early and then kind of just held on to that lead. The Packers made it interesting at the end, but I don't know. That's really the main thing I want to talk about. I don't really care about the other stuff. I just thought it was crazy that they wanted to start Love.
Yeah, the only other thing I'd really touch on is just You say it's not surprising that Sam Darnold has been so good. At this point, it's not, but it's still in your brain
I mean, yeah, it doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth.
how the hell is Sam Darnold? Last year, it's how the hell did Baker Mayfield come back? Which, as a Baker Mayfield truther, was not surprising to me, but surprising to other people.
Right.
And then, how is Sam, like, for me, I'm not a Sam Darnold truther at all. So, yeah, it's still one of those, it boggles my mind that he's playing this well. Like, I thought, oh, yeah, he'll be good enough to, like, start for a little bit, but, like, I don't think you want him as your long-term quarterback. No, he's
Right.
playing, like, maybe he should be your long-term quarterback. And I know we touched on that last week, but
Yeah.
it just continues to be, first off, Panthers, stop drafting quarterbacks, stop signing quarterbacks because you just ruined them somehow. Sam Darnold looked like ass. Now he's not there anymore. Good. Baker Mayfield looked like ass. Now he's not there anymore. Good.
I
Like,
mean, to be fair, Sam Darnold did not look good when he was on the Jets either. So,
no, but
and which I want to say,
that's
it's
also the
funny
Jets,
because the
who
only time I ever think of Sam Darnold is
the
I
monster.
always think of I was seeing ghosts.
Oh, I always think of
And
the
Mono. Mono's a
graphic,
close
the
second.
mono graphic that they made
Yeah.
where it's like Sam Darnold is out with mono. And it's like him pointing at the camera.
That's funny. Yeah, no, definitely. That is a close second for me, but I don't know, man.
But you say the Jets, it's not Geno Smith, and then look where what Geno Smith's doing now on the
Yeah,
season,
you're right. You're right.
right?
You're right.
Like,
Yeah.
two teams have no business with quarterbacks whatsoever, to be honest. They should just fold and call it a day.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Zach Wilson is going to make a resurgence eventually and just start going popping off.
He's going to randomly appear on the 49ers when they decide not to re-sign Purdy or not extend Purdy.
Yep, and he'll make that offense work too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I Speaking of the Jets, I guess we could talk about that for a second, how shitty that game was.
Oh my gosh, no. I don't want to
I mean,
talk.
we don't have to talk about it at all. I'm just like,
It
that
was
game
boring.
was disgusting.
And then Aaron Rodgers does the Aaron Rodgers thing where he starts blaming other people for the offense not doing well. It's like, ooh.
I don't know. I don't. He's weird, man. Like you would think him and Garrett Wilson would be like clicking, but he only wants to throw to Alan Lazard, so.
Alan Lazard must have some kind of blackmail on Aaron Rodgers because he is. I know he's still catching balls. I know he's scoring touchdowns, but he is the last wide receiver on that roster that I would want to throw a football to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jets kind of not good. Robert Saleh, not a great coach, but I think he's going to be one of those you were. You know, a coach that I still believe in, even though you're definitely going to get fired, kind
Right.
of thing. Where it's like, somehow I don't think that. Well, okay, I take back what I was going to say. I was going to say somehow I don't think it's his fault, but then I remember he is the guy who refused to get a different quarterback besides Zach Wilson, last year when
Yeah.
Rodgers went down. So,
Yeah.
yeah, never mind. Maybe personnel decisions are not a thing that Robert Saleh should be doing. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's a couple other games. I don't know. Really want to touch on. I thought it was Falcons won. They beat the Saints and they didn't score an offensive touchdown. Young Waiku has ice in his veins.
Best kicker in the league, baby.
I honestly was surprised that the Bears beat the Rams because I was all over the Rams. I was like, there's no way that the Bears beat the Rams, and then they did.
The
So.
Rams, it's one of those things where it's maybe the injuries are catching up to them at this
Yeah.
point. Like they played very well despite injuries, but
Right.
eventually that's going to catch up to you, right?
Yeah, I
You're
mean, when
running
you're.
backups out there on at very key positions, so.
Yeah, when you have, weapons like Tyler Johnson and Colby Parkinson, and, it's just, that's probably pretty tough.
And they were still in that game. It's not like
Yeah,
they got
no,
like,
very, I mean, competitive game. That it went down to the last possession, did it not?
yeah, it was, I think, was it a game sealing pick? I don't remember. I know that. Oh yeah, okay. Stafford had the he threw the interception and got kind of hit on the helmet kind of thing. And that's how the Bears got the ball back, and then they could just knee it out. So yeah, it was basically last possession. Yeah. The Rams had a chance at a game tying, no, winning drive. What's 24 minus 18? Is that six?
Yes.
Okay, so the Rams could have won the game then
Right.
off their drive.
Yes.
Math.
Yep. Yep. Couple of journalism degrees over here working on math. That's
Oh
probably
yeah.
not the best combination.
Oh yeah. I mean, other than that, Jaguars, Texans, the outcome I
Meh.
expected, not the delivery service I expected necessarily. I kind of just felt like the Jaguars were hot garbage at this point, but they were respectable in that game, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Panthers kept it close with the Bengals for a little bit.
Oh
That
yeah.
was interesting. Andy Dalton continues to
What does that
somehow.
say about Bryce at this point, right? Like, is it just that Andy Dalton's making a very bad situation work? Or is it that Bryce Young is actually just not the guy or
With
a
all the resurgences of quarterbacks playing well, in bad situations for that, we're from bad situations. I want to say that it's not his fault, but also he's like 5'10". This dude has to jump pass every time to get it over the line.
It's one of those things for me where it's like it might be over for him in Carolina, but
Right.
it somewhere else, does he make it work?
I mean, I could definitely see a team just taking a shot on him just because why not? Like you're not gonna have to pay him a ton of money when his contract's up. Just give him a minimum contract and, ask him to be QB2 or backup or whatever. And then, if magic happens, magic happens. If not, then you're not harming yourself, right? Or like if a team, doesn't have a spot in the draft where they think they can secure a quarterback and they want to roll the dice for a year, why not, right? Like, I guess. I don't see why not.
I mean, I won't say I think that Bryce is screwed for the rest of his career, but as a Panther, maybe.
Yeah, his career's over as a Panther. I think it's definitely time to move on, from both sides. So,
I think it's best for him to wind up somewhere where he can. I'd say Falcons. First off, the Panthers aren't going to trade him in division, and also the Falcons just drafted Michael Penix, who is
yeah.
older than Bryce Young. I'm pretty 99% sure.
1 million, one, not 1 million%. It's a high likelihood that he is older than Bryce Young, yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like he needs to just go somewhere and sit for a couple of years at this point.
Yeah. Honestly, that might not be a bad idea. If
It's
Carolina could put
almost.
together a package, send Young to get and Young and some other things to get Penix, maybe. And then the Falcons could have Young sit behind Cousins. I don't know.
I guess the question is, do the Falcons think that Young can be a franchise quarterback compared to Penix being a franchise quarterback after
Right,
Cousins?
which you would think no, because they took Penix at eight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That and Young's contract will be up before Cousins' contract is up, technically. Yeah. Was there any other? Is the only other game that we haven't talked about the Cowboys Giants game? Oh, we also didn't talk about Browns Raiders. Or Patriots
We didn't
49ers.
talk about the Patriots 49ers because that game stunk. We didn't talk about Commanders Cardinals.
That game also kind of stunk.
I said that the Commanders were good. Jaden
Yeah,
Daniels
but
looks insane.
oh yeah, we did touch on that, yeah. Browns, glad to see they keep stay on losing.
Man, they are weird. They like go out and they put together a really good first offensive drive, and then they just fall apart for the rest of the game.
Look, man, that's what happens when you employ a very unfavorable person as your quarterback.
True. It's fair. Yeah.
Giants, Cowboys, how does it feel to almost lose to the Giants?
Yeah. That was close. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's about it, man, honestly.
I don't think that there's any other games we didn't talk about.
So, speaking of, I guess we should probably touch on this on air. Me and Thomas have come to the decision that we are going to try and shoot for 2 episodes a week since, it is NFL season, so we have games to recap and games to look forward to. So we can kind of share our thoughts after a game has occurred and our thoughts on maybe how games will occur. So we're going to try and shoot for 2 episodes a week, and be able to give more content, I guess. Because why not, right? Like, why not just talk some more? I like to talk about sports whether people listen or not. So
Yeah, we can get 0 views on these, and we'll still make them. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
some random person in Saskatchewan is gonna just stumble upon one of our videos one day. You know,
Yeah.
yeah,
So we will. It's Tuesday now. This should be out by
should
Tuesday
be
night.
out
It's 8 o'clock.
either tonight or tomorrow morning, probably tonight.
So I will probably post it tomorrow morning to my socials to let people know that it's live.
So we'll
And
try
then we'll
and
probably re record on Saturday too, and hopefully have it up by Saturday afternoon, previewing Sunday's game, talking a little Thursday night football as well. And then getting that up Saturday afternoon so you can listen to it before Sunday's games and things like that. So
And oh, I don't want to spoil it.
don't spoil it, but we do go ahead and give a foreshadow.
We
Give a
have a special
foreshadow.
thing planned in October at the end of October. We're hoping that it happens. We'll see. But we have a thing that we think will be cool.
To be fair, to be upfront, I did tell two people, but it's like the two people I'm close with. I told my roommate and my girlfriend just because I had to share the news.
I've told no one.
I had to share the news with someone because I was excited when Thomas told me. I was very excited when
I
Thomas
didn't
told me.
even tell my cat.
Yeah. Well, now you can. Your cat just listened, so I'm sure she'll have questions afterwards.
She will. But yeah, so keep an eye on the pipeline and see if we come through with our excitement for our end of October
Yeah.
special. So we'll see.
If you listen to this podcast and you're listening to that podcast at the end of October, then we love you.
Yeah.
And you're a true supporter and you're a true fan. And yeah, we love you with our whole hearts.
Yeah, we do. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I don't think we have an Instagram, so just Twitter.
Yeah,
Like,
not super
comment,
active,
subscribe.
but it's hard to be active on. I don't know what to post on Twitter.
Mean
Do
Instagram?
I should I should I just start firing off tweets on the
Yeah, just fire off some tweets. Just start.
I'm seriously just gonna start saying a bunch of bullshit. I
Just
know I'm not lying.
start firing off a bunch of political tweets at this point, right? What could go wrong?
I'm serious. Maybe it'll get us more exposure if I just start saying a bunch of fucking bullshit. Like, just just one day I'll choose this side, the other day I'll choose the next side, and I'll get all sorts of following and views and traction. Why not, man? I'm
Hey.
just gonna say some super edgy shit, and we'll go from there.
All right, we will see you when we're appealing our suspension from Twitter. And yeah, in other news, we also again are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if
Yes.
you prefer just an audio version. If you are listening to us on the audio version only, thank you.
Yes, we have our hands up and they're making hearts
I know
right
that
now.
we don't always have visual gags, but sometimes we do visual stuff. So if you
Yes,
suffer through
yes.
that, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah.
think we're pretty good with dead air too, so there's not usually a ton of dead air. But then
Well,
again, if there is,
sometimes
then
there's not
so.
really a lot of dead air, but sometimes the way we fill it is pretty stupid.
Yeah, that's very fair, yes. Yeah. Like, subscribe, comment, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever your preferences
Didn't I
for
just say that?
listening. No, you didn't. You said we're live. You didn't say like, follow, comment, subscribe, leave a review, 5-star review. If you leave a 5-star review, I'll love you forever.
You leave a 5-star review, we will Venmo you 1 penny.
Sure. Yes.
But you have to do it within the next 48 hours. And you have
And
to
you have
comment.
to show proof to our add us on Twitter. Add us on Twitter. You have
Add
to
us
add us
on
on
Twitter
Twitter
with
with
your
the
proof.
screenshot of the review. And you have to follow us on Twitter as well.
Tyler, what is our Twitter handle?
It should be at Knowing Ball Pod. Let me check really fast.
Yes, because it would be really funny if we told them to add us on Twitter and follow us and then not know what our own Twitter was.
At, hold on, let me. At knowing ball, right
This is one
here.
of those visual gags that the podcast listeners at home.
At knowing ball pod, POD. A is capital, B is capital, P is capital. I don't know if that matters or
I
not.
don't
I don't
think
know if
it
it's
does.
case sensitive, but just in case it is. Yeah. So.
All right, before we get more derailed and off topic,
Sure.
adios, everybody.
Yeah, peace out. Thanks for listening if you did.